Devon!
Hey, William.
Are you into salt?
Oh, yeah.
Well, girl, you better have a big old grain of salt when I read you what the Mail on Sunday has written. The Mail on Sunday claims that major UK labels are boycotting Eurovision 2022 in face of alleged anti-British bias at Eurovision.
Such a broken record.
Whatever.
Broken indeed. Should we talk about it?
Let's do this.
All right, Devon, let me walk you through this. So on Twitter recently, there was chatter that BMG may not continue its partnership with the BBC. Nothing has been official, but this was chatter on the Instagram, on the internets. Fast forward, the Mail on Sunday writes an article in which they claim to have inside information, which says, quote, record label BMG, which spent £25,000 to fund Newman's entry, is understood, ain't no source, it's just understood, to be among those now refusing to repeat the exercise for next year's contest.
Pause. Do they know how much was spent on Sabina Babayeva?
Girl, we ain't in Baku, we in London. Continuing. Other major UK record label bosses believe European countries are prejudiced against British artists and say they would not go near next year's Eurovision after the way the voting panned out this year. Of course, with the BBC coming last with James Newman in both the jury vote and televote and overall.
0 points.
The boycott could lead the BBC having to discover future acts and fund their entry themselves. So there are two things to talk about.
Oh, do you know what? This is a non-point because Elena Netanyahu's dress cost more than the $25,000 that they spent on
Estonia 2018. Oh.
Really?
Girl had to fundraise for that stuff.
Exactly.
No, but listen, there are two points to consider.
Okay.
One is just that Mail on Sunday, you know, claiming to have reporting that record labels aren't interested in working with the BBC. And that is actually potentially believable.
Mm-hmm.
That's potentially believable given the way the media in this country work. You know, Eurovision is frequently treated very negatively by the mainstream press. The UK has had bad results. So, like, you could see, I'm not saying this is fact, but I'm saying that's not an outlandish claim. What's irritating people, what has us rolling our eyes, is that the reason, allegedly, and I can also believe this, that these, you know, labels don't want to field an artist or a song is because Europe hates us. We'll never do well because Europe hates us.
What?
I mean, really?
The only time I felt that the UK underperformed below expectation was...
Lucy Jones.
No, that was mid-table.
Molly Smitten Downs,
Children of the Universe. I think that should have done better. But you know what?
It was nowhere near to last. Nowhere near. It was like 17? 16, 15? 17?
I can't remember.
Somewhere around there.
But I think it should have done better.
Yeah. But point of story is, neither of us, I'm assuming, think the UK does poorly because Europe hates us. It's such a tired argument that people pull out every year. It's just so basic. The fact
was so funny. When the BBC go, I know you're going to... A no comment on this because for obvious reasons, but when the BBC go, oh, we're changing it, we're coming up with this new magical idea, we're gonna do something good, it's like the outcomes are almost the same. And
yeah,
one thing I've realized is that if you bring me in, for instance, to help select your song,
yeah,
I'm choosing from your pool or your existing pool. So you know, I'm gonna give you the best of what
of a weak bunch. This is the thing.
The
fans are great, but if you give them, you know, a poor selection of meat, you're gonna have a bad dinner, right? It's just been a dire
make that
submission.
Steak well done.
Here, girl, add some Tabasco, some jalapeno sauce. At the end of the day, the UK performances just have not been as good or as captivating as the other countries.
Underwhelming.
And you know, like this year, James Newman, I never thought it was going to win.
But I thought it was awful.
But I thought it was okay.
I thought it was actually
Can
quite
I finish,
bad.
But my point is that being okay is not good enough. Because at Eurovision, everyone is slaying. So many countries are slaying. And this, while it was fine, not memorable, it was pleasant, right? I would put it like 15 or 16. That doesn't get you points, right?
Do you know the funniest thing?
You need
James
to be the top
Newman
10 of people's rankings.
He's actually super well respected. And he's so
great
talented.
Songwriter.
Great songwriter. But you know, sometimes I think, like, you know, some writers get into the habit of, you know, we'll give, I'll make my weak selections work, but I'll give my best work to Rudy Mendel or somebody else. So, you know,
my issue was the staging. In the arena, there was zero reaction.
Who won Barbara Dex, by the way? Because that's a contender.
Tix. Tix was named. God. But it's now the most captivating outfit. It's not the most... it's not meant to be worst dressed. It's meant to be most captivating. But listen, long story short, this excuse about they hate us is just masking the reality. The reality being, if you send subpar entries or entries that aren't as captivating, you're not going to do well. And that's just the reality. This is not controversial. There is no drama here. Do you know what I mean? And it's just exhausting having to repeat this every single year.
And you've got to send entries... not to be respectable. You've got to send entries to win.
Yeah, because impact.
Then, exactly. Because then, you know, then maybe you'll fall in the top 10 bracket.
What annoyed me about this Mail on Sunday article is the last line. The last line of this was attempting to mock the winners, Italy. It said, this year's victors, Måneskin from Italy, were glam rockers who took to the stage in flared lederhosen with their nipples out. That's trying
to... You know what?
And we remember it.
I was...
You were ready to go. It's memorable. But yeah, they had all that, but they also had a good song. A memorable song, a high-impact song. You take things in the round. More power to them.
You know, I'm the staging.
They look good.
Yeah, I'm the staging and everything. I mean, it wasn't my favorite song, but it was just light years better than anything the UK had sent in recent years.
Let me tell you what else made me laugh. In this article, the headline is about Paul McCartney. It says, even Macca couldn't win Eurovision for Britain. But you know what?
That was a long time.
That's actually true, because Paul McCartney reached his peak a few decades ago. So if you think Paul McCartney is the answer to the UK Eurovision world...
There lies the problem.
Yeah, there you go.
Therein lies the problem.
It says everything.
Therein lies the problem.
It's just exhausting.
Can we just... Tell me, who would you like to see represent the United Kingdom at Eurovision?
Well, first of all, my heart goes out to Girls Aloud.
Oh.
Because that is, like, devastating news. Sarah Harding, icon.
Oh, my God.
That's so upsetting. The first article you actually wrote for Weeby Blogs ever, your application article, was about why Girls Aloud should sing at Eurovision. Do you remember?
Yeah, and but it wasn't very complimentary.
At the time. But the thing is, you are a deep Girls Aloud fan.
Oh, like, massive.
And I know that you were really upset with this.
Oh, my God.
It's awful. It's just, it's upsetting. Putting that to the side, who do I want to see? You know what? I don't necessarily need a big established act, Devin.
That's where we differ.
Well, again, in this article, they make this point. They say, oh, you know, if there's no music label, the BBC might actually have to choose their own act and find new talent.
Oh, so terrible.
Oh, no. Molly Smitten Downs, that was great. She was wonderful. And even though the result was not as high as many expected, what a great discovery. Mm-hmm. It's not bad to go back to BBC Introducing. I'm sorry. BBC Introducing has discovered a lot of good talent. Go back to that.
Your country needs you.
We're flying
in the flag all over the world. But they were a big act.
Scooch?
When
I
at the time they competed.
Yeah, I mean that's...
No, but prior to them competing, they were known, they had hits in the charts, you know.
It's a catchy song, I'm not gonna lie. When that comes on, I don't skip it. But
you see, when we were at the Steps concert, you were like, oh, it would be so great to see Steps at Eurovision.
I was, but then I read the comments that Ian made about Eurovision, and I'm like, if you can't respect the platform, I don't want you on the platform. I'm sorry.
You should have a sound effect on that.
Yeah, you shouldn't go to Eurovision if you don't respect Eurovision. I'm sorry. I think morally, there's just something. So I was a huge fan of them at Eurovision, but after that, no, not myself. Myself, but who would you like to see?
Alexander Burke. Shame.
Oh, well, hold up.
Hallelujah. Oh my God. She's a moment.
The night she won X Factor, I had tingles all over this body.
I would love her.
She's amazing.
Shane Ward, Leona Lewis, what? Paloma Faith, Ellie Goulding.
What about Jesse Goulding even? What about Jessie J?
She is rumored. And you know the funniest thing? She's not opposed to music competitions.
No.
So she could
killed it in China. She killed it.
She could actually, yeah.
And what I think, there are a certain number of artists who have nothing to lose. She has nothing to lose. She's already proven herself time and time again. This would just be some fun, right?
Well, I
she
mean...
She ain't nothing to lose, girl. She ain't nothing to lose, girl.
I'm not so sure.
She ain't nothing to lose, girl.
I'm not so sure.
What about Fleur East?
Yes.
Because you know the big rumor was that she was like the backup for James Newman if he said no. There was a rumor.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's
you see, I think she would have been better.
She's a performer.
And yeah.
She is a performer. She can move. She can sing.
Paloma Faith. You know, I would love to have her.
Yeah.
Eurovision. Dua Lipa, but she's gonna fly flag. You know, she's gonna fly that flag for Kosovo.
I never told you that. Obviously, we have talked about my interview with her, but I never told you that after our interview for Billboard magazine, I asked her, I said, do you know what Festivali Kungis is? And I was like, and she was like, huh? I was like, FIK, F-I-K, the Eurovision selection. She's like, no, never heard of it. And so I was like, a part of me died. I was like, no, no.
I love the way you were perfecting your selfie with her.
You know, I was a bit heavier back then, and so I was trying to mask, but it didn't work. And it's a really unflattering photo of me, but she looks amazing.
I think you both look good.
She looks good. She's beautiful. She's also really nice. Mm. She's like, nice. It's nice when someone's actually down to earth. Mm. She's so, like, of the younger generation, just like, not judgmental, like, namaste.
But I always feel with those who have, like, multiple flag options, it's interesting because Kylie Minogue has said she would go for Australia if she was to go, which surprised me because I would have thought she would go for UK.
Girl, she's got to represent Australia. But you know, Australia, oh wow. To be so far away from her homeland and then to sing for them in Europe. She's a, you know what, when she overcame cancer, I was just like,
rooting!
You go, girl. Like, I feel like she's golden.
No, like, she that's has, the name she, of her album.
Oh, and that's what she is. She's golden. She's just like this life force. Love her.
Oh, obsessed love her.
In any case, any final thoughts on the nonsense about they hate us? Because they don't. By the way, they don't. Dua Lipa's topped the charts all over Europe. Ed Sheeran's topped the charts all over Europe. Oh, wait, but Europe hates us. Clearly not.
But clearly he's Irish. Oh, but she's from Kosovo. Oh. There would always be an excuse.
Honestly, the Beatles, hello.
But that was a long time ago.
Oh.
Cliff Richard, who else?
Bonnie Tyler. That ain't Kosovo, like your business. In any case, that's what we think. What do you think? Who do you want to see represent the UK at Eurovision? What do you make of that article and the alleged anti-British bias? And do you think the labels are going to give up on the UK next year after this run of bad luck? Let us know here on Weeby Blogs.
With all due respect, when you start spending Sabina Babayeva figures, come talk to me. 25,000 are they complaining for a big major music label? I mean, it's embarrassing. That's like the cost of what?
Well, also, let's point out,
you can't even get dry ice for that.
The BBC got, what, 8 million viewers? It's one of those popular shows in its time slot. It probably wins its time slot. It's very good value for the BBC to fill the, you know, the semifinals, two nights, and the grand final. If you look at the expense of their other shows, Eurovision's much cheaper than their other shows.
But what I also don't understand is that if the BBC choose an act, and you've got BBC Radio, like 8 radio stations, why don't you just play it to death? Because actually, when you start listening to stuff, you subconsciously take it in and start liking it. But you know what? They select that. That sounds good to me. Admittedly, Josh Dubovy wasn't at the peak of his prime. But had you spun that on the radio several times over, put it on, what do they call it? B-A-list playlist. You'd start to like it on some level.
No, I know what you mean.
You know what I mean? They don't do that.
But again, that selection was just flawed. You had great artists, great singers, but the songs, that song was not good. Like, no one was going to...
Stop Aiton and Waterman.
Oh, God. Yeah, they reached their prime when? Again, stop reaching into the... Like, this is... Paul McCartney can win Eurovision. No, he's not going to win Eurovision. If he went, he wouldn't win. In any case, that's what we think.
We need Calvin Harris.
Girl, he fine. His music's amazing, too.
Is he on Pinterest?
I doubt it. But I'm sure you have a mood board of Calvin Harris on your Pinterest.
Wee Blogs is on Pinterest!
We're also on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and most importantly, TikTok. Da, 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 da. And we'll see you later.
Bye!